Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's National Families Week, where communities all across the nation are celebrating the vital role that families play in our community. This year, the theme is Stronger Families, Stronger Communities. Today we're catching up with a mum and daughter with a truly unique family bond. Jo Howard had been a foster carer for more than 12 children before she met Vianca 5 years ago. Ordinarily, it's unheard of for a child in foster care to be identified in any way due to privacy concerns, but Vianca has been granted special permission to share her story after she appeared on X Factor last year. Jo and Vianca, thank you so much for joining us. Vianca, let's start with you, passing through more than 100 foster homes before you met Jo. Tell us about how you felt about yourself when you met Jo.
Well, I felt really down. I didn't have any self-esteem. No one would trust me and I didn't trust anyone. And it just, when I came to Mum, she gave me an open space, gave me what no one else could and made me feel great and made me feel happy that I found a place.
Vianca, when you were told that you were about to move home again, the home just before Jo, what did you feel and what did you think that next home with Jo was going to be like?
She wasn't told. I was just moved.
So what, they came to your door and said, it's time to go, Vianca?
Well, they didn't say anything. They just put me in the car and they'd get another car load and I'd be gone.
How old were you?
11.
When I
came to Mum, I was 11.
Wow. You must have been so confused by this point.
Yeah, I actually was very confused.
And then when you pulled into your mum's driveway, Jo's driveway, what was your first thought?
I heard this big dog barking. I was really scared.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And then Mum took us to the boat ramp and we seen this dog and it had fleas and that in it. So we took it to the vet and that's kind of our connection, animals and trust and love and a family.
Jo, tell me about that morning or that afternoon when Vianca came to your place. What did you have in mind? Because you were a foster mum before that point, weren't you?
Well, I had a fair bit of information on Vianca. She was in need of some pretty heavy-duty care, so I was pretty nervous. And then I met her, and, two cars pulled up, and this tiny little girl got out in a little white dress, and I was just like, wow, how could she have moved so many homes? Like, what's the problem? And, I just, as she said about the boat ramp and seeing a dog that was hurt and needed care, and that was sort of our bond, I suppose. That very morning I had to put this dog in and take it to the vet, and she was very excited about helping something, and I just could see the good side of her. No matter what she'd been through, she's just a kid, and she just needs a bit more support than others, I suppose.
Vianca, were you a singer before you came to Mum's place?
Yeah, I was. I'd sing to myself when things would happen, just thrown out, and then I'd come back into reality. But I wasn't really allowed to sing anywhere. So when I came to Mum, she gave me a microphone and a horse, and she said, go for it.
Jo, do you remember the first time you heard Vianca singing?
Yeah, we were in the car going to Polacross, and I've got a pretty active family with my kids. My daughter and son and Polacross people, and we were singing Help Me Rhonda, and Vianca had actually heard it a couple of times, and next minute she started belting out the tune, and my daughter and I just looked at each other and like, wow. So from there on we just started humming. We never sang again. I was just like, wow, what an incredible voice. And so we just pursued it, and it used to settle her down, and I'd always give her a bit of time after school, and then if she was a bit funny about something that had happened, I'd give her a while to settle down to a horse, and then we'd just get the mic out and let her sing again, and away she'd go. She'd come back to reality and life's pretty good.
Jo, I'm assuming that you've always believed in the power of family, otherwise you wouldn't be a foster mum. When you looked at your family that first time you decided you were going to be a foster home, what did you think you could bring to a lost little lonely soul that came to visit for a while?
Well, my kids had a pretty good life. And it was pretty amazing for them to see, one young fellow that we got in the first child, he'd had a terrible time. And for my kids to see it was just a real reality check to them and what their life was about. And to see what it done to them, like, you know, they from there, they were very young, like 12 and 14, and to see the compassion that grew in them was great. And I just thought, yeah, we can do this. So we did. We just kept doing it.
Bianca, you'd been through 100-odd homes before you found Mum. It must have taken, even after you took that dog to the vet, a long time for you to open up and feel like you weren't going to be moved on again. Do you remember when you started to feel like this was going to be your place?
Yeah, about 6 months after. It took a while for me to kind of settle in and find that I wasn't going to move on.
Did you sometimes test whether she was for real or whether she loved you the way that she said she did?
I did test the boundaries to see how much she really did care.
Really well.
Joe, one of the great gifts of being a parent, whether you're a foster parent or a parent of a traditional family, is that we get to learn a bit along the way as we watch our kids grow up. What have you learnt?
Oh, heaps, yeah. I still learn every day. I think the day you stop learning, you may as well throw life away. So, you know, with my own kids and Bianca, it's the same. It's every day's a learning experience, and just at the end of the day to make sure you've got a positive attitude. And if there's something wrong, make sure you work through it.
Bianca, what's been the biggest change in your life since you've come to join that family?
Singing and loving, caring. It's a big difference from getting chucked into a family with no self-esteem, nothing, and then you come to a place where you just feel home. You just, I don't know, it's a gut feeling. You just, this is it. This is where I'm going to stay. This is my life. This is my safe place.
I guess that's probably the heart and soul behind Home Is Where the Heart Is, the song that and the video that you've released.
Yeah.
I knew as soon as I heard those words, Home Is Where the Heart Is, I knew who'd written what in the song. So I had a bit of a laugh because the Bantam Brothers done it with us.
Yeah.
With Create, a workshop.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it turned out really a really good song, as you can see.
It's a fabulous song and a terrific representation for the power of a foster family or families generally, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Bianca, what would you like to say to kids who have been through or are going through what you did before you met Joe?
Well, you're just as important as anyone else in life, so have a go and don't just stand back and say, well, I can't do that because I'm a foster kid. Like, get out of, I think of it as a cocoon, and then when you're ready, you break it open and you're free. So just try your best, and if you don't get it, try harder the next time.
Can you sing me a couple of bars of Home Is Where the Heart Is?
Yeah. Home is where the heart is. It might not be the place that we started. There's a million things to play. We gotta keep moving forward, no matter where we're going.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Do you get a bit teary when you watch her sing?
Yeah. Used to give me goosebumps all the time. So still happens. So if I get the goosebumps, I know she's doing it right. So, yeah.
You got them now?
Yeah, a little bit. This is going on radio and, yeah, gives me the goosebumps. So.
Joe and Bianca, it's been a pleasure meeting you both. Thanks for your time.
Yep.
No worries.
Kimberly, thanks to someone, that's all.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Just the New South Wales foster care system. They're running the call to action to get more carers involved. And, yeah, it's been a great honour to be supporting this whole thing. So, yeah, thank you to those guys.
Joe and Bianca Howard. And I know what you're thinking. Is he going to play the song? Yes, he is. Home Is Where the Heart Is.
Home is where the heart is. And it might not be the place that we started. There's a million things to blame. We gotta keep moving forward.
Home is where the heart is, and it might not be the place that patience is my virtue. Got no one to trust when they hurt you. But the hard times are lessons that we learn through. I return to build stronger than before. Conquering it all, no more knocking at the door. Now I'm kicking it in when I spit to a beat. Gonna make the whole planet have to listen to me.
My life isn't what it seems. Even if my dreams get crushed, make some new ones up. Never give up, gotta keep on going. Either way, I'm gonna keep on growing. Always trying to make the best out of my life. Always trying to make the best out of my rhymes, yeah. Yeah.
Home is where the heart is.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.